You're 8 years old. You wake up to see a fresh blanket of snow on the ground, with more coming down. Your first thought? Snow day. Then the phone rings.
Due to inclement weather and treacherous road conditions, school is canceled for all Governor Wentworth schools.
Your mind starts racing about the best places to try out your new sled, but then you realize there's more.
However, today we are holding a blizzard bag day.
Drats. For some New Hampshire students, this message has become the norm on a snowy morning. Instead of frolicking outside, they're expected to complete a day's worth of assignments from home. It's called a blizzard bag day, though often there isn't a physical bag of assignments. Instead, most students access them online. Here's how it works. If 80% of students complete their assignments, then it counts as a day of school. That means one less day tacked on to the end of the school year. The Kearsarge Regional School District came up with the idea in 2009. Superintendent Jerry Frew said after 9 snow days his first year on the job, he knew something needed to change.
You know, we were going literally weeks on end without having a full school week, and it's just so disruptive to the learning process, and so we felt there had to be a better way.
The first year for Kearsarge was a test run of sorts, and there have been adjustments along the way.
The very first year, teachers just required and expected too much work. It was overwhelming. And so we tweaked that.
The State Department of Education has since opened up the program to all districts. But so far, interest has been relatively low. Only 7 school districts and a handful of charter schools and private schools have signed up. University of New Hampshire education professor and former superintendent Todd DeMitchell says that's not surprising.
I would imagine that many of the schools are somewhat hesitant to take it on, you know, to just jump to it, one without a chance to really look carefully at it. And those that are trying it, they're willing to try it out, which is good.
There are several requirements, including making sure students who don't have access to the internet are still able to do the work. Another is that teachers work during blizzard bag days as well. They must be available and have remote access to work with students on questions they have about the assignments. The Pembroke School District is trying it out for the first time this year, and so far the results are mixed. When a big storm hit last month, the district as a whole hit the participation requirement, meaning the day counted. But the high school did not. Pembroke Academy headmaster Michael Reardon says that got them thinking.
We decided that there's no way that a blizzard bag day is going to replace a day of instruction. So what we are going to use blizzard bag days for in the future will be if we start piling up snow days.
So what exactly do you do on a blizzard bag day? Pembroke Academy senior Jaffet French had to do some work for his foods class and English class.
I believe we just had to spend some time in the kitchen. We had to look up a couple of different terms. We had to make sure that we cleaned up or found a recipe, or we had a bunch of different options. And then for English, I think they just added on some more reading.
Senior Shelby Ryle says she's not surprised many of her classmates didn't do the work.
On snow days, I'm not really trying to do homework. Granted, I did it. It was all over the social media sites saying, do your blizzard bag. Like, you had to know, like, the kids who don't do their work in school, like, are definitely not going to do a blizzard bag.
Katie Hires has a daughter at Peterborough Elementary School. That's in the Conval School District, which is using blizzard bags this year. She's a teacher in a neighboring school district, so she was home with her daughter during the storm earlier this week.
At first, I'm a little overwhelmed. There's a lot of work that they have to do, but, I mean, in reality, you're making up an entire day of school, and what you have to sit down and do with them doesn't take as long as it would take to do through school.
She says her daughter's school makes it easier by giving the packets several weeks in advance so students and parents can go through them and plan ahead. School districts can use up to 5 blizzard bags in a year. The Kearsarge Regional School District chose not to make this most recent storm a blizzard bag day. Jerry Frew, the superintendent, says one of the adjustments he's made is to not necessarily use it every time.
Kids just and families are used to that kind of traditional old-fashioned snow day once in a while. And that is kind of a cultural norm in New Hampshire.
And it appears the Granite State is ahead of the curve with blizzard bags, as only a handful of other states appear to have similar programs. So for students in blizzard bag schools, you're just going to have to wait to build that snowman and get to work. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.